Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Daled. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 17 lines from the bottom. Man Tana L'Hod Tana Rabbanim. Just to review, as we learned at the end of the previous shiur, we had learned the Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Everybody is in agreement that the Sor Hanas B'Fnim, which we have been learning, is mechaper on Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, is only for Yisraelim, not for Kahanim. Kahanim have a kapara for Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav through the power of the Kohen Gadol, as we will discuss in Mitzvah now in the Shir. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is regarding all other Averis, where Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Kohanim do not have a kapara through the Sor La'Azazel. Rather, as we're going to learn in today's shiur, they have a kapara somehow through the power of the Kohen Gadol, or the vidui on the power of the Kohen Gadol. And that is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sor La'Azazel affects a kapara for everyone, Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. Begins the Gemara, Man Tana L'Hod Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of the following Braisa? The Pasuk says, regarding the Sor Hanas B'Fnim, the Shochet Asir Achatos Ashela'am. The Torah uses the word Ashela'am. So by the Torah using those specific words, we understand, She'ein HaKahanim Eskapim Ba'i. Kahanim do not have a kapara, because it says specifically Ashela'am, it's for Yisraelim. So if so, ubimam miskaprim, through what do they have a kapara? Says the Gemara, b'parah shel Aaron. When the special power that Aaron brought, that the Kohen Gadol brought, yochel, but we can make an argument, says the Braisa, that lo yiskapra b'parah shel Aaron. They really ought not to have a kapara through that power. Shrei kva nemar, because the parasik says regarding that power, asheloi, which seems to indicate that it's only a kapara for the Kohen Gadol, not for them. Me'ata, if we're going to follow this line of reasoning, we will end up with a situation, Ein Lohem Kapara, that the Kohanim have no kapara at all. They don't have a kapara with the Sor Hanas B'Fnim, nor do they have a kapara with the power of the Kohen Gadol. K'shu'oimer, however, when the Torah uses the words, Va Kohanim, Va Kol Ha'am HaKol Yechaper, when the Torah uses the words Yechaper, clearly al Kahanim, the Kahanim are included in the ability to have a Kapara. But Sinu Lahem Kapara, they do have a Kapara. With what do they have a Kapara? But Mayim Miskaprim, because wherever we turn, we find a problem. Says the Braisa, Muta Yiskaper Parashal Aaron, it makes sense that they should have the Kapara with the power of Aaron. Shrei Huta Mechloloi Eitzel Beisoi, because we see that the Torah uses the words, even though the Torah uses the words regarding the power of the Aaron, Asheloi, but the Torah also uses the words, V'chipar be'adoi be'ad be'isoi. So even though the Torah uses the words Asheloi, which seem to indicate that only the Kohen Gadol is going to have a kapar with it, the Torah very much right away says afterwards, V'chipar be'adoi u'be'ad be'isoi. So we see that it's not specifically only he who has a kapara. It makes more sense that the Kohanim have a kapara through the power of the Kohen Gadol rather than saying with the Sor Hanas B'Fnim. Where we don't find that the Torah makes any exceptions. The Torah says the words Ashala'am, and it's specifically Ashala'am and no one else. And if you will try to make an argument against this line of reasoning, and the Gemara soon will explain what kind of argument perhaps could be made, says the Braisa Harei Oimer, the Pasuk says, Beis Aharon Baruchus Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruchus Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruchus Hashem. So this Pasuk says all of Beis Aharon is included in one group. Farshim ask, there are many psukim that speak about all of the Kohanim being one group. Why specifically is this pasuk chosen? And furthermore, it's very rare that the Gemara will quote the entire pasuk when only part of the pasuk is what we need to use. Here we need to use the words of Beis Aharon Baruch Hashem. Why does the Gemara quote the entire pasuk about Beis Halevi Baruch Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hashem? Answer the Mefarshim that just because the pasuk says Beis Aharon, it may only mean Aaron and his family. How do we know that it means all Kohanim? So that's why the Gemara quotes the entire pasuk of Beis Halevi and Yirei Hashem. We're there when we speak about Beis HaLevi, we speak about the entire Shevet Levi. Yirei Hashem, we speak about all the Yirei Hashem. Similarly, when we speak of Beis Aaron, we speak about all of the Kohanim, not specifically only his family. Furthermore, the Rishonim discuss, our Gemara has now identified that the Kohanim, all Kohanim, have a kapara through the power of the Kohen Gadol. Yisraelim, as the pasuk clearly says, Asher lo'am, had their kapara through the Psoir Hanas Bifnim. But the question is, what about the Levim? Through what do they have a kapara? So the Mefarshim say, given that we're not exactly sure, it makes sense to say, the Rishonim say that they have the kapara through the Psoir Hanas Bifnim, because it makes sense to say so, because it says, because we're learning from the words of Ashalam, clearly they're more considered part of Klal Yisrael than they are part of the group of Kohanim. So now that we've learned this Braisa, ask the Gemara Man Tana, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, the like Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that this Braisa doesn't follow the opinion of Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, for were we to say it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Kohanim Yeshlem Kapara B'sar Mishtaleach. The Braisa said that this Braisa said that if the Kohanim don't have a kapara with the Braisa posed the question, if they don't have a kapara with the Sar Hanas Bifnim and they don't have a kapara with the power of the Kohen Gadol, then the Braisa made a statement they will end up not having any kapara at all. But that isn't true. They'll have a kapara with the Sar Lazozel. They may not have a kapara for the issue of Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav, but clearly according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we said in our introductory remarks, they will have kapara for all other averis. The fact that the Braisa seems to say that they won't have any kapara at all seems to indicate, says the Gemara Mani, that whose opinion is this? Rav Amar of Shimonhi. It must be the opinion of Rav Shimon, the Amar who is of the opinion that Kohanim ain lam kapara b'sar mishtalech, that the Kohanim have no kapara with the Sar la'azazel, and that's why the Brice makes a statement they wouldn't have any kapara at all. Says the Gemara, Abaya Amar, we don't necessarily have to say so. A filu tema, we can suggest that this Braisa even follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Hachikomer, this is what the Braisa means to say. When the Braisa says that if the Kohanim won't have a kapara, it doesn't mean that they won't have any kapara at all. Certainly, on all other Averis, they'll have their kapara through the Sar la'azazel. What the Braisa is meaning to say is regarding the issue of Tumas Midosh V'Kadoshov, they won't have a kapara. Because the they won't have any kapara on that, because if we say that the power of the Kohen Gadol doesn't work for them and we say that the Sar Hanas Bifnim doesn't work for them, how will they have a kapara for Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshav? Sh'oimer Yochapar Al Kahanim. But, and the way to understand the continuation of the Braisa, according to this understanding, is when the Torah says the words Yichaper, when the Pasuk, as we quoted earlier, says the words Valkahanim, Valkala'am Yichaper, which means that the Kohanim do have a Kapara, we're going to say, Metzinu Sheshlam Kapara, we find that they have a Kapara, B'Shar Averis, because as Rabbi Yehuda says, for that the Sar la'azazel is effective. K'moy de metzinu b'yeshlan kapara b'shar averus, as we find they have a kapara with for all the other averus, it must be, says the Braisa, kach yeshlan kapara, they must also have a kapara b'tumas migdash v'kadoshav, for the issue of tumas migdash v'kadoshav. But our question, says the Braisa, is b'mahe miskaprim, how will that kapara be effected? says the Braisa, Mutov, she's kapur a partial Aharon. It makes more sense that they should have the kapara to the power of Aharon, Shrehutta Mechlaloi, which, as we learned earlier, is effective Eitzel Bayesoi for his family, as the Pasuk says the words, V'chiper ba'adoi or ba'ad Bayesoi. Rather to say that they have a kapara with the sar hanas b'fnim, that we don't find has any exception that it has an effect past what the Torah says it affects. And if you will have a question on this line of reasoning, Harei Oimer quotes the Brice the Pasuk, Beis Aharon Baruch Es Hashem. Ask the Gemara, my enough shechloimer, if you'll ask on this line of reasoning, what question would you have? V'chi tema basic sif, if you'll say that the Torah uses the words basic, which seems to indicate that it's completely limiting itself strictly to the Kohen's immediate family, for that quotes the Gemara, the Pasuk, kulan kurim basic, everyone is considered, all the Kohanim are considered the bias of the Kohen Gadol, because as the Pasuk says, Beis Aharon Baruch Es Hashem, Beis Halevi Baruch Es Hashem, Yireh Hashem Baruch Es Hashem, that they're all considered in the bias. The Mefarshim ask, why would we think that Beisoy means specifically his family, his immediate family, and no one else? So the Mashal and the Meram Shik explain, since one is more held responsible to since one is held more responsible for his family than for anyone else, we would think that the Kohen Gadol who's bringing this power, it's effective for his immediate family, who he has direct responsibility for. But for other Kohanim, whom he doesn't carry such a direct responsibility for, it should not be effective. That's why the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Beis Aharon Baruch Hashem, etc. Ask the Mefarshim, so now that we've used these psukim to prove that the Kohanim have the kapara through the power of the Kohen Gadol, so why does the power have to use the words Asher Lo'am, that they have, that only Yisraelim have a kapara with the Sarah Nas B'fnim? Of course only the Yisraelim have the kapara with the Sarah Nas B'fnim. The Kohanim, we've proven, have the kapara with the power of the Kohen Gadol. Answer the Mefarshim. Were we not to have the Pasuk of Asher Lo'am, we would assume that the Sar HaNas B'fnim, the Kohanim have a double opportunity to have a Kapara, both with the power and with the Sar HaNas B'fnim. And therefore, after the power is brought, if there was an Aveira of the Sar HaNas, if there was still an Aveira of Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshav, the Sar HaNas B'fnim would be Mechaper for the Kohanim. That's why the Pasuk says Asher Lo'am, that no, the Sar HaNas B'fnim is only effective for Yisraelim and not for Kohanim at all. Continues the Gemara, V'hai Asher Lo'am. We use the words Asher Lo'am. The Braisa used the words Asher Lo'am to teach us that only Yisraelim have a kapara with the Sar HaNas B'fnim. Ask the Gemara, is that what we use that pasuk for? V'hai Asher Lo'am. L'hochi who the Asa Hamibayle, though we needed the Kamrech Monam the Amla Hevi, that the Torah is teaching us that the Sar HaNas B'fnim should come from the fund that the entire community contributes. Answers the Gemara, Hahu, that halacha we learn from the words Mi'eis Adas B'nei Yisrael Nafka. Ask the Gemara, V'hai Asheloi, L'hachil Da'asa, is that what the Pasuk Asheloi comes to teach us, that only as the Braisa thought, the Kohen Gadol has a kapara with the power, Homibayle, though we need that Pasuk, L'chitanya, Mishaloi Humevi, that the Kohen Gadol contributes from his own money for the power of the Kohen Gadol. Ve'eni Mevi Mishal Tzibur, he doesn't contribute from the Tzibur. We would think that the tzibur doesn't contribute. Shein the tzibur miskapren boy, because as we've been learning, the power of the Kohen Gadol doesn't affect any kapara for the general community. Avu Yavi Mishal Echav HaKahanim, the other Kahanim may contribute. She'echav HaKahanim is Kaprim Boy, the other Kahanim have a Kaporo with the Por. Tamaloy Ma'ashaloy. Torah uses the words Ashaloy, that it has to be from his own money, not from the money of the other Kahanim. Yochel Yavi, we would think that he shouldn't use other people's funds. Vimhevi, but if he did kosher, tamaloy meshuv ashaloy, hakosher shana lav la'akev, the Torah keeps repeating ashaloy to teach us, as we know that Allah is in kachim, that when the Torah repeats something, the reason the Torah repeats it is because the Torah wants to teach us that it's essential. And here the Torah repeats ashaloy, that the Kohen Gadol has to use his own funding for the par, and he can't take money from anyone else. Why is the halacha by kachim a din that we'll discuss many times when we learn the kachim masechtas of shana lav alakif, that when something's repeated, it's repeated to teach us it's essential? So the Gemara is going to learn from psukim. We're going to learn a Gemara in the beginning of masechtas zvachim from the pasuk of maitzis vasecha tishma vasisa kasha ledat l'shem alakecha the davar shedibat v'ficha. But I saw another pshat. Unlike most things that are also in the Torah, the kachim are not isurim that are made by Hashem. Rather, kachim are isurim that are man-made. Somebody's magdisha behema. The isur that's created by a person is not as strong as the isur that's created by Hashem. And therefore, if we want to learn that something's essential, it has to be shana lav akosav l'akav. Furthermore, the Rishonim ask, if now the halacha is shana lav akosav l'akav, so why don't we say the same thing regarding the pasuk of Ashalam, that the people have to contribute, that it comes from the community fund, it's only mentioned once, it shouldn't have to be repeated. So Rishonim answers, sometimes the way a wording of a pasuk is mentioned is so obvious that it's shana lav, that's the halacha, that there doesn't have to be repeated to know that it's essential. And that's the type of wording that's used by Shalom, that it means it's absolutely essential. So now our question is, if this pasuk of Ashaloi is coming to teach us that it's Kohen Gadol has to use his own funding, specifically his own funding, for buying the power of Kohen Gadol, how could the Brice have said that this pasuk is coming to teach us that the power is only effective for the Kohen Gadol? Answers the Gemara, Tana Hochika Kashalai. The question that Tana had was as follows: Maishnaba Am Deloy Mechaper. Why would we say that the Sor Hanas Befnim isn't effective for the Kohanim? Because they don't spend any money for buying it, because the money is the funding used to buy the Sarah Nas Befnim was from the Trumas Halishka, and the Trumas Halishka for the Machtas Hashekel, Kahanim don't contribute. Even though I saw the Rishonim ask that, as we learned in Masechta Shkolim, the Kahanim did contribute to the Machtas Hashekel. So why is Al-Gamar saying that they don't? So I saw a number of answers. One answer is that even though they contributed, they only contributed, but they weren't forced to contribute. Whereas Yisraelim, Memashkinim, if Yisrael refuses to contribute, we force him. So it's not considered the same Kahanim and Yisraelim. Another pshat that I saw is that, let's say, just the opposite of what we've been discussing all week. Let's say we would have a situation where there wasn't enough money in the Trumas Halishka. So halacha would be that we would make a new collection for the Sor Hanas Befnim. For that new collection, the Kohanim would not have to contribute. And therefore, it's not the same by the Kohanim as by the Yisraelim. Again, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Tana Hochaka Kashalai. The Kasha that's facing the Tana is as follows. Maishnam b'dam d'loy mechaper. Why is the Sor Hanas Befnim not effective for the Kohanim? Because they don't contribute. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk indeed says, Ashalam, the money comes from the general fund, which, as we just explained, Kohanim don't have the same connection to. Ask the Gemara, so, but the Kohanim, Nam like Kachas Rememoinai, and why therefore should they have Kapora through the power of Aaron HaKohen? the Kamar, on that the Braisa responds, Kulam Kruyim Beisoy, they're all considered part of his family, and since they're all considered Beisoy, they could have Kapara through his power, even though they didn't actually contribute. Says the Gemara, going back to what we said at the beginning of the shir, Bishlama L'Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Hain D'Ksiv Trei V'Duyim V'Dam V'Par. Since, as according to Rav Shimon, the Kahanim don't have any Kapara through the Sar L'Azazel, that's why the Torah has to say there are two Viduyim on the Par besides the Zrikas Adam of the Par. Why do we need these three events according to Rav Shimon? Chad, one is Keneged Sar HaNas B'Fnim, where the Sar HaNas B'Fnim does for the Yisraelim, the one of the Viduyim does for Kahanim. Chad Keneged Sar HaNas B'Chutz, again, what the Sar HaNas B'Chutz does for Yisraelim, one of the Viduyim will do for Kahanim. V'Chad Keneged Sar HaMishtalech, and one is for the Sar HaMishtalech, where the Sar HaLazazel does for Yisraelim, this does for Kahanim, because we have three events by Yisraelim and we need three corresponding events by Kohanim. Elo L'Rabbi Yehuda, asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says that the Sar L'Azazel is not only effective for Kahanim, but it's also effective for Yisraelim, but it's also effective for Kahanim. Elo Rabbi Yehuda Trei V'Duyim Adam HaPar Lomali, what do we need all these separate events for the Kahanim? Bechad vidui v'dom esagya, one vidui and one avoida, which would be for the Sar HaNas B'Fnim and the Sar HaNas B'Chutz, should be enough, because in the Sar La'Azazel, according to Yehuda, Kahanim and Yisraelim all treated the same. Answers the Gemara, according to Yehuda, Echad loy v'echad l'beisoy, the first vidui is done specifically for the Kohen and his family. Lebeisoy, the Gvur Sari, the Shagas Ari says, means his wife. It doesn't mean his children, because he brings a very Gishmak Araya. He says, the first par that was ever brought was brought by Aaron HaKohen. Now, Aaron HaKohen, all Kahanim that lived in the time of Aaron HaKohen were Aaron HaKohen's descendants. So if so, why would they need, if it works for children, there would be no need for any further kapara. It affects the entire family. The fact that, so it must be Lebeisa means specifically his wife. The Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi Shmuel indeed taught us, Kach Midas Hadid Nahegis, that is the right way. Mutav Yav Zakav Yichap El Chayif, first a person should be clean himself, a person should have a kapara on himself, and then afterwards, rather than somebody who's not had yet been had a kapara. And that's why, as Rashi explains, first it says v'chipa ba'adoi ba'adbeisoi, and then afterwards on the second vidui it includes everyone else. But as the Rishonim point out, once he's saying a vidui, he says a vidui on for everybody, including himself again. This concept of Yovei Zakai V'Yichap El Chayiv is used extensively in Halacha. There's a Yaivitz, which the Matta Ephraim quotes L'Halacha, that when one is doing Kaparis, he should do Kaparis, and he's using one chicken for a number of people, he should first do Kaparis for himself, and only after he does Kaparis for himself should he do Kaparis for the other people. Why? Yovei Zakai V'Yichap El Chayiv. Furthermore, there's a tshuva from in the Sefer Torah Chesed that he says that when one is doing Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the proper way of doing Hataras Nedarim, he says, is that if you have, as we know, typically a group of four people all doing Hataras Nedarim together, so he says that if possible, one should try to be the last person to be part of the Hataras Nedarim, because Yav Zakai, because the other three people should have already had Hataras Nedarim, V'Yichap El Chayiv, and they should be the one affecting Hataras Nedarim for the one who didn't have it yet. Of course, there's always going to be somebody who's the first and somebody who's going to be the last, but what he means is if somebody could choose to be the last, he should try to do so. Even though I saw from the Shailos HaTshuvos B'Tzeil HaChochma that he disagrees. He says we can't bring a raya from the concept of kapara to the concept of taras nadarim. Kapara is a specific issue that there's a concept by kapara of yovah zakai v'chapar l'chayiv. There is no such concept when we speak about a taras nadarim, which isn't specifically a kapara. Furthermore, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Divrei Yecheskel says a very nice fart. He said, one year, Rosh Hashanah in the evening, as he got up after davening to say, to the entire community, he said that if I have a Ksiva Chesima Toiva, everybody's going to have a Ksiva Chesima Toiva. Why? Because here we're saying that Yovei Zakai V'Chaper L'Chayev. Once somebody is Zakai, and if he alone remains Zakai, and no one else is Zakai along with him, it doesn't help him, because he wants everybody who's in his community, everybody to be who's in his family, to be also in a good position. So he says, if I have a Ksiva Chesima Toiva, then it's Yovei Zakai, that if I'm Zakai V'Chaper L'Chayev, everyone else with me will have a Ksiva Chesima Toiva. So I saw a beautiful vart. There's a very famous medrash. It's known as a very difficult medrash to understand. The medrash says that when Klal Yisrael came to Kriyas Yamsuf, Ma Ro Hayam, what did the sea see before it split? Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. It saw a braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. Everybody tries to understand what does this medrash mean. So I saw a beautiful pshat. We know, and we actually say it every time we say hallow. We say the words Hoysa Yehuda L'Kodshai. As Klal Yisrael approached Yam Suf, Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda, Nachshon ben Amminadav, jumped into the Yam. He was ready to be Moisa Nefesh. That Mesiris Nefesh brought a Yeshua for the rest of Klal Yisrael. Ma'ra, what did the Yam see that it should be prepared to do Kriyas Yam Suf? Says the Bryce Rabbi Shmuel, the Bryce that we just learned. Yovei Zakai, let Yehuda, let Nachshon ben Amminadav, who was a Zakai, who was a Tzaddik, who was prepared to be Maisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, for Yischapir, and he brought a Kapara, he brought a Yeshua, Alachayev, for the rest of Klal Yisrael, that we all had the Gevaldig Yeshua of Kriyas Yamsuf. Hadron Loch Shvu Shtayim, Hadron Loch Shvu Shtayim, Hadron Loch Shvu Shtayim. Our perek picks up where we learned, where we began at the beginning of the Masechta. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that a carbon oil of a yoyrid is brought if somebody is tamei, but he forgot and he entered the Beis Hamikdash or he ate kodesh because he forgot that he's tamei. For such a case, you bring a carbon oil of yoyrid. As we learned, the carbon oil of yoyrid depends on the person's financial situation. What carbon would he bring? Does he bring, if he's wealthy, he brings an animal. If he's not that wealthy, he brings two birds. If not, he brings a carbon mincha. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Yediyas hatuma shtayim shen arba. The Yediyas hatuma shtayim shen arba. Nitma v'yoda. To be chayiv for the carbon oil of a yoyrid for tumah, as we've learned, you have to have a yediyah betchila. Everybody agrees that the yediyah betchila, if somebody knows he was tumah, it's considered a full-fledged yediyah. As we learned, there's a question if yediyas base rabbi is considered a yediyah. Says the Mishnah, yediyas a tumah shtayim shen arba. Nitma v'yoda. Somebody became tumah and he knows he became tamei, v'nelma v'menu ha-tumah, and then he forgot that he's tamei, v'nelma v'menu ha-tumah v'zochas ha-kodesh, but he remembered that the food he's eating is kodesh, or v'nelma v'menu ha-kodesh, he forgot the food that he's eating is kodesh, however v'zochas ha-tumah, he remembers that he's tamei, or v'nelma v'menu zeh v'zeh, he forgot both that he's tamei and that the food is kodesh, v'achas a kodesh for a yada, and under those circumstances eats the kodesh while he doesn't know, umishach a yada, and then after he eats he becomes aware, hareza ba'oil of yoyrid, that's the situation that he's chayiv a carbon oil of yoyrid. The Rashash points out Why does the Mishnah use the words umishachal yada? Only after he ate does he become aware. Says the Rishash that the Mishnah is teaching us that let's say a person was indeed in a situation of haloma, but while he's in the middle of eating, he becomes aware. He remembers that he was tamei, or remembers that the food is kodesh, and he continues eating, that he would not be considered a shoygeg. As we learned, only somebody who's a shoygeg brings a carbon oil of a yoyrit. But somebody who continues eating after he becomes aware of what he did is wrong, and he continues eating, would not bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit. Furthermore, as we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, why is this a case of carbon oil of a yoyrit and not a regular carbon chattas? So some Rishonim explain that since this person is really trying to do a mitzvah, he's trying to eat kodesh, that's why the Torah is more lenient and only require that he bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. Another pshat is that this, as we've learned, we've mentioned previously, was a mitzvah that they, was an aver that they were quite often transgressing, that's why the Torah was more lenient, that it's enough to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. The Rishonim make a very interesting observation. On one hand, this last case that we just discussed of Nel Memenu Zevezeh, that he both forgot that he's Tameh and that this food is Kodesh, is a new case. In fact, it's the only new case that's different than what we learned in the first Mishnah. Because in the first Mishnah, we spoke about a case where he forgot that the food is Kodesh. We spoke about a case where he forgot that he's Tameh. But we never spoke about a case where he forgot both. So on one hand, that's something new in this Mishnah that we didn't learn in the first Mishnah. But on the other hand, it's not considered a really totally new case, because if you forgot that it's Kodesh and you're bringing carbon oil over Yorid, or if you got that you're Tameh and you're bringing carbon oil over Yorid, certainly when you forget both, must you bring a carbon oil over Yorid. Similarly, Nitma, he became Tameh. V'yada, and he's aware that he became Tameh. And he forgot that he's Tameh. V'zachar it's a Migdash, but he knows that the place he's going into is a Beis HaMikdash. Or Nel Memenu Migdash, he forgot that the place that he's entering is a Migdash. Even though Zachar as a Tumah, he recalls that he still remembers that he's Tameh. Or Nel Memenu Zevezeh, he forgot both that he's Tameh and that the area that he's entering is a Migdash. And then afterwards he comes out, he realizes what he did was wrong. He has to bring a carbon oil of a yarid. Says the Mishnah, now that we're speaking about entering a place having such a serious ramifications, says the Mishnah, Echad nichnas lazara, the same din applies if you enter the azara, v'echad nichnas l'tafes azara, or you walk into an area that's been added. So since we're going to speak about the ability to add, now our Gemara is going to Mishnah, and Amit Hashem, our Gemara will discuss quite extensively what is the halachically accepted way of expanding the areas of the Beis HaMikdash. Four, says the Mishnah, Shem Asif and Ayir V'Azaris, we cannot expand the era Yerushalayim or the Azaris, Ela B'Melech, V'Novi, V'Urim, V'Tumim, V'Sanhedrin, Shoshim V'Echad. All of these have to be part of the expansion of the Beis HaMikdash or the Azaris. Uvishtei Todus Uvishir, and we have to bring two Karm Todus and song. All this will be explained in the Gemara. So a beautiful vort. Emes Sifin al Azara, the way for one to have Azara, Azara means help, the way for one to achieve Siyata de Shmaya is Bishtei Todus Uvishir, by having Simcha. That's the way we are worthy of Siyata D'Shmaya. Furthermore, I saw from the Beis Halevi, we know that Klal Yisrael were told that as they enter Eretz Yisrael, they have to appoint a king and they have to build the Beis HaMikdash. Which comes first? Says the Beis Halevi, from our Mishnah, we have a Raya that the king comes first. Because we're learning that in order to establish a place to be a Makom Kadosh, we need a king. So obviously, to be the Makom HaMikdash. So obviously, first we have to have a king, and then we can establish this place that will be the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, I saw that the Mefarshim explain. We know that the pasuk says that as Yaakov Avinu was approaching Mitzrayim, the pasuk says to Yehuda Shaluch Lefan of Goshna, that Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda ahead of him to Goshen. Rashi says L'sakaloi beis Talmud, to build a yeshiva. So the question is, Yehuda wasn't a builder. What's he sending Yehuda? But from our Mishnah explained Mepharshim, and we see the concept that a makom kadosh needs pre-designation, just like the areas of Yerushalayim. So he sent Yehuda to do that pre-designation. Obeys the Mehalchim, the Beis Din fellow, not the Kahanim, but just the Beis Din. V'shtei Toides Achreim, Kahanim holding two carbon Toides. What part of carbon Toides? Again, we'll learn in the Mishnah. In the Gemara, V'kol Yisrael Achreim, everybody with them. Hapnimis Necheles, the Chatzon and the Sreifes. There were two carbon Toides that we just learned, an inner one and an outer one. The inner one was eaten, the outer one was burnt. Again, we will learn in the Gemara which is which. Ukadesh v'cholshlei nasis b'kol eila. If this entire process wasn't done, hanichl v'sham ein chayiv ala. Somebody enters there would not be chayiv chorus for entering chorus or carbon oil of a yoyrit. Even though I did see that the mefarshim make a very interesting point that even though you wouldn't be chayiv chorus or carbon oil of a yoyrit, it still can have the designation that one may eat whatever you're allowed to eat in the Azara or whatever you're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim. Nitma Bazara. If while somebody was standing in the Azara he became Tomei, V'nelma Memenu Tomei, and he forgot that he's Tomei, V'zocha Es HaMikdash, but he recalls that he's standing in the base of Mikdash, or Nelma Memenu Mikdash, he forgot that the place he's standing in is the base of Mikdash. However, v'zochra toma, he recalls that he's tomei, or nelma zeh v'zeh, he forgets both v'shtachave, and he bows down, or yishtar b'chtei shtachave, or he remains in the Mikdash the amount of time. All this will be explained by Tishem and Gemara, or bala barucha, or leaving, he takes a longer route. In all these cases, chayiv. He's chayiv for carbon oil of a yoyrid if it was b'shoyig. B'ktzara, but if he took the shortest way out, potter, then he's potter. The Gemara, the Mishnah, in Masechta Horius teaches us that if Beis Din makes an erroneous psak in a subject for which there's a chayiv kares b'mezid and a chayiv carbon chatos b'shoyig, they have to bring what is known as a par helm dovish al tzibur. The same would apply if a kohen gadol made a mistake for himself in such a subject. He has to bring a par helm dovish al kohen gadol. But the Mishnah there says this: it only is in such situation. Zui mitzvah sasei and mikdash, and therefore, since over here, as we've been learning, if one were to transgress such an avera, he's not chayiv a carbon chatos, he's only chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyrid. This, therefore, here he would not be chayiv per helm dovish or tzibur. What is, asked the Mishnah, eiz a mitzvah sasei shem nidash b'chayav an alea? What is the case with it such a chayiv? Says the Gemara. And again, the reason the Rishonim say we picked the case of a nida, because we're speaking a case again where somebody entered b'tahara, he began his act b'tahara, but then hoy mishamish b'tahara, he was having a relation with his wife when she was tar, v'amalay nitmesi, and then she tells him I became tamei, or pirish miyan, and he withdrew immediately while his aver was still not soft, chayiv. He's chayiv karmchatis, neisha yitziyosoi hanola kibiyosoi. The yitzi is considered an avera just as much as the bia. The Asvin the Reis explains what does this mean, Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says because unlike other averas, by bia, any avera that involves bia, hamasasik b'chalovim b'barayis is chayiv because I raise a nene, the averas for the hanoa, and here he has hanoa b'tziyosoi. The stipler I saw has a different explanation. The stipler explains that is all considered part of the act of bia, not just the bia, but so too the yitzia. In fact, this explanation of the Asma Deraisa, I saw the Klaus Magareba uses to explain the Shaios Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv, a interesting difference of the way the Rama says something. He says, the Rama says that if somebody was Michal Shabbos b'shoigig, he should fast 40 Mondays and Thursdays, but if he can't, he can redeem the fast with tzedakah. Points out the Klauser ben Rebbe that the Ramah, when he says, when he speaks about this case, with somebody who had relations with a wife who became a neder during the relationships, he should also fast 40 days. And the Ramah there says, only if it's difficult for him to fast can he redeem the tainus. Why does the Ramah add this knach, that only if it's difficult? So he explains. As we just quoted from Asman Daraisa, the Isser by Nida is the Isser Hanor. The Isser by all other Eri is, it's the act that's also, it has nothing to do specifically with the Hanor. So therefore, by Hilchos Shabbos, if someone is Mechal Shabbos, he has to have a kapara, either fast or redeem the fast. Here, however, it's an issue of the pleasure, and the pleasure has to be forgiven for, and that, how do you do that? By actually having the opposite of pleasure, by fasting. There are many poskim that suggest that this entire halacha only applies if someone had relations with his wife, b'shas vesta, the time where she's expecting to get a period. And then indeed, if during the bia she gets a period, he has this concern. But if he had relations with his wife, shloi b'shas vesta, and then she became a nida, it's a whole different situation. Furthermore, the Paiskim also say that even though we know that after a chassan has relations with his wife, a caliph, she was a psula, he has to treat her like a nida, he doesn't have to treat her to that degree of a nida that he has to be pirish be'evermes. Reb Elezer Omer. Reb Elezer, going back to what we began with regarding the halachas of Tuma, Hasheretz v'nelam, to teach us al-helm sheretz chayiv, only if someone forgot that he's Tomei, is he Chayiv, Ve'ena Chayiv HaHalamigdash. But he's not Chayiv if he forgot that the area he's standing in is the base of Migdash. Rabbi Kiva, as the Mefarshim point out, holds the same way as Rabbi Lezer. He just comes to this conclusion through a different limud. Rabbi Kiva, the Nel Memenavu Tomei, Al Helm Tuma Chayiv, Ve'ena Chayiv HaHalamigdash. He's only Chayiv for Helm Tuma, not for Helm Migdash. And again, the Mefarshim point out that the Nafgamina is only a Nafgamina regarding Hela Migdash, regarding how we learn it, not through what the limit is. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that our Mishnah only speaks about a case of Hela Migdash. What about what the halacha would be by Hela Kodesh? So Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that in the case of Hela Migdash, he's entirely potter, because he's considered a misasek. However, in the case of Helm Kodesh, he won't be chayiv a carbon oil of yorid, but he'll be chayiv a carbon chattis. Rav Shmuel Omer, the Torah says, v'nelam v'nelam shtei pomim, l'chayiv al helm tum v'helm migdash. Rav Shmuel is of the opinion that even for helm migdash, y'chayiv. Omer ha-papa l'abaya, shtayim shen arba, our Mishnah starts with the word shtayim shen arba. Why is it shtayim shen arba? Shtayim shen sheish havin. If we think about it, it's really shtayim shen sheish. How do we have it? Yediyas atum atchil of asayik. We're speaking about how many yediyas. So there's the yediyah that he's tamei before he did the avera and after he did the avera. Yediyas hakodesh. He was aware that this food is kodesh. Tchil of asayik before and after he ate it. Or yediyas migdash. He was aware that the place that he's standing in is the base of Migdash, also Tchil V'Soif, before he entered it. So we have six cases of Yediyas. Why does the Mishnah say that there are only four? Ask the Gemara, if you think about it, Ula Tameich, Tamna Havin, there are actually eight. Duka Tuma the Kodesh, V'Tuma the Migdash. There's a case of knowing that he's Tamei before eating Kodesh, and then becoming aware that he was Tamei after eating Kodesh, knowing that he was Tamei before he entered the Migdash, and then knowing that he was Tamei after he went to the Migdash, Tchil of a Saif. So it's four, plus the other four about Kodesh and Migdash is eight. Answers the Gemara, this last question is not necessarily a Kasha. Hale Kasha, Shem Tamei Agassi. Knowing that you were Tamei before you went into the Kodesh, or knowing that you were Tamei and afterwards, or knowing that you were Tamei before you went into the Migdash, or after you left the Migdash, is all the same. Shame to Ma'achasi. I've asked the Gemara, our original Kasha still is there. Mikol Mokum Shishavim, there's six. Why does our Mishnah say Shtayim Shenim Arba? Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa. You know what? Loilam Tamna Havim. I could agree that there are eight. However, Arba Kamaisa, as we've learned, that you have to have Yediyah B'Tchila, then a haloma, and a idea b'soif. However, the yediyah betchila, arba kamaisa, the lemaisa ledei carbon, that don't bring to the chiyuv carbon, like a chashiv, our Tana doesn't mention. It's only the arba besreisa, the last yediyah, where after you have the yediyah besoif, the maisa ledei carbon, that bring the chiyuv carbon, those are the only yediyahs kachashiv, which our Tana mentions. Vikadamri, another version is just the opposite. Amar Papa, Lohelem Tam Nahavin. Agreed, there are eight Yediyas as we counted. However, Arba Kamaisa, the last Nimchal HaTorah Kula, this halacha, that you have to have a Yediyah B'tchila, which is unique to the halacha of Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, Arba Kamaisa, the last Nimchal HaTorah Kula, which is unique, Kachoshev, are mentioned by Atana. However, Arba Basraisa, this Nimchal HaTorah Kula, which are mentioned throughout other, which are not unique, you never chayiv until you become aware that you did an Aveira, like a Choshev. Boy, Rapapa, Nel Memena Alok Chilchus Tuma. If somebody forgot, Nel Memena Chilchus Tuma, he forgot the Alokhs of Tuma, Mahu. In a case where somebody touched a Sheretz, knows that he touched it, but he does not realize that that makes him Tumei. What is that considered? Is the fact that he doesn't know halacha tuma mean that he doesn't have an original yediyah, or the fact that he knows that he touched the sheris enough to have a yediyah b'tchila? Ask the marhechidami exactly what is the case. If he didn't know, he touched one of the shrotzim, but he thought that the sheretz that he's touching is not metama. That means he knows that certain species are metame, but he got confused which is that species. Says the Gemara, Zil Kari Beirafu. Everybody who ever went to yeshiva knows what sheretz is metama and what sheretz is not metama. And therefore, such a person cannot be considered as an individual who do not have a yediyah b'tchila. Therefore, says the Gemara, loyalim de yada b'tumah sheretz. He knows the halachas of tumah sheretz. He knows, and he knows that he touched a sheretz that's metama. However, he only touched a piece of sheretz that's the size of an adasha, and that halacha he wasn't aware of. V'lo yada, and he wasn't aware. Ikadasha, if a piece of sheretz that's so small as the size of an adasha, imetama, aloy metama. My, what is the halacha? Kivin the yad metama sheretz ba'olam. Since he's aware that the sheretz has the ability to imetama, so that's considered yediyah b'tchila. Idilma, kivin the layada kivin the kadash layada imetama aloy metama. He wasn't aware of this halacha, and as the Rishonim point out, this is a halacha that not everyone necessarily knows. It's considered halamahi. Here the word halam is used in a borrowed fashion. It's not considered that he had an original yediyah, and therefore he would not be chayv a carbon oil of a yoyrid, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. By Rabbi Yemiya, ben bavel shal Eretz Yisrael, somebody from Chutz Lartz came to Eretz Yisrael, v'nal memenu makam ha-migdash, and he doesn't know where the makam ha-migdash is. Mahu. In other words, he knows there's a base of migdash. He knows somebody at Tomei may not enter the base of migdash, but he didn't know that this is the base of migdash. Ask the Gemara, Aliva with the man, according to whom is Rabbi Yirmiyah asking this question? Let's, in other words, the Gemara is bringing together all the shittos of the Tanoim. If we're going to say that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who requires an original yediyah to be chayv carbon oil of a yored, but we just learned in our Mishnah, halam chayv al halam migdash, according to Rabbi Akiva, if there was a halam migdash, you wouldn't be chayv a carbon oil of a yored. If, on the other hand, we're asking leave Rabbi Shmuel, the mechayv al halam migdash, Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, halay ba yediyah b'tchila altogether to be chayv a carbon oil of a yored. Answered the Gemara, our question like Tzrichas Aliva the Rebbe. It's following the opinion of Rebbe, who was the author of our Mishnayos, that according to Rebbe, he is a hybrid of these opinions. On one hand, he holds Yediyah B'Tchila, like Rabbi Kiva teaches us, but on the other hand, he's Mechayv Ahal Migdash, like Rabbi Shmuel teaches us. Vama, and furthermore, he's of the opinion, Yediyah Space Rabbi Shmuel Yediyah, just having learned in yeshiva is enough of yediyah. My, why would be the halacha according to Rebbe in the case Rebbe Yirmiyah mentioned? What, another Gemara articulates its question. Do we say, kim the yada the ikam migdash ba'olam? Since he knows that there is a place that's a migdash, even though he doesn't know its exact place, that's considered enough of yediyah here, that it should be considered a yediyah to be chayiv a carbon oil of yard. A dilma, kim in the mekayim la yada, since he doesn't know the place of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore this cannot be considered a yediyah betchila, and the Gemara remains with a teiku.